Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Hope you're having a good night. You're listening to the Candid Frank and Lively Show. Welcome to Blog Radio. I'm Frank Stanisha. You're listening to the Candid Frank and Lively Show. Today is our first show. One big step for us, but a very tiny drip in the ocean of entertainment for everybody else. Thank you for joining us on this eventful day. I have never used this equipment before, but I feel right at home. Wait a second. I am at home, aren't I? Today, I welcome John Granger, a friend and avid sports fan. John does not only watch the games, but has developed the calculated theories, cross-referenced, verified, and dependable on who will win and why. Did that make any sense? Didn't to me. I hold my hand up near my head, and I hope for the best. That's what I do. When we'll be talking sports in the next half hour, we have a short time to ensure we touch on quite a few topics at lightning speed. As many of you know, John and I have been major supporters of the Toronto Argonauts. They brought the fans on a glorious ride this year. It didn't come easy. Those guys went 1-for-5 at the end of the season. Ricky Ray was hurt. Cackert was hurt. They played third stringers against Hamilton. And they won, by the way, a game that was very important to Hamilton. So the Argos had a very good year. Hamilton's looking forward to a good year. Trestman, he's gone. Pop, though, I'm just saying, he's really the guy that runs the team in Montreal. I don't think the Alouettes have too much to worry about, but I think that levels the playing field a little bit, and I think a lot of Ticat fans who are in rebuilding mode, not only their team, but their stadium as well, and of course, that means our rivalry. I'm wringing my hands, by the way. Looking forward to those wonderful days we play the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Should be really interesting. Now, the building they're building is the Pan Am Stadium. There's been more talk about the Ticats' new digs as opposed to the reason why the building's being built. I don't know. I'll do some research and find out if I can find out any information on the Pan Am Games. They are happening. We're paying tax dollars towards them. Speaking of dollars that are sometimes questionable, Armstrong made quite a few, the jerk. He can keep pedaling as far as I'm concerned. The Raptors off to a slow start, or the Leafs. I'm confused the two because they're both playing kind of the same way. The Leafs will start. They haven't lost yet, so that's good news for the Leaf fans. God long live the blue and white. The World Juniors came back from a pressure-packed tournament. They didn't come back with a medal. That was a major disappointment, but I just want to say to the boys, thanks for giving it your best. Unfortunately, I think the analysis on that one's real easy. The team played a very undisciplined style, and it became so undisciplined they were suspended. Whether you want to argue about the hits being dirty or not, they were disciplined, and I think it was tough for them to play in those final games because of that. Once they lose their ability to be tough, they're not. It's just not our game. We don't play. Just skate and pass and shoot. But we have a little body contact. We like that. It works for us. Woods and McIlroy. Cha-ching, eh? Tiger's wife leveled their house and rebuilt on it to tick them off. That pocket change. And, of course, I always want to mention Milos Raonic. He is our best tennis player of this era, however far you want to extend the era. I guess questionable decisions are made, in a lot of places, especially in Parliament. As you know, we vote, and sometimes I don't think we get the people we thought we got. But apparently in Ottawa, that doesn't just go with the Parliament buildings. Did you see their logo? Are these guys like loony or what? I don't get it. I don't get it at all. Why would you have a logo like that? Anyway, the NFL Super Bowl is on the horizon. Now, I assume everyone, and I mean everyone, has their pick by now. I'm checking. Okay, so you do. Here's my pick for a good friend and colleague, John Granger. John, is that you on here?
That's me. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me?
I definitely can, Frank. And
good. We didn't want to do that. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, Frank. At some point, what I got to do is I got to take my computer out of here because there's a delay. And I'm glad we're not doing that here, me back and forth. And I want to say by saying. Thank you for having me on, and I want to congratulate you on trying to do something that I think we need here is a grassroots kind of guy like you who's passionate about sports and about a lot of other things, but mostly about sports, and I need that kind of voice from you, Frank. So tonight, I want to say hello to a new group that we've joined in a little while, was the SOBs of the CFL, the Argo Lifers out there, the Argo Admirals, and, of course, the Argo Fan Club that we can't forget about either, and the Friends of the Argonauts. I think we've nailed them all now. And, Frank, I got to say I'm excited for you.
I'm excited for you, too. I'm excited for both of us. I'm excited for everybody. We had a great season with the Argonauts. Hamilton didn't have the season they had hoped. It's too bad. We want a good Hamilton team because when you win, it means something. Not that none of the games meant something this year, but there's the thing about the Hamilton Tiger Cats. I have to say this because my friends forced me to say it. They're holding one of my children right now as we speak. The Hamilton team is probably on a par with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. They have the most dedicated fans you'd ever want to see. I admire their passion. And, you know, I disagree with them. I mean, I don't see why you would root for the Hamilton Tiger Cats, but,
Frank,
you know, they do
Frank,
it with flair.
Frank, we are, after all, okay, true blue, okay? It would be wrong for us, and it would be wrong for them as fans to agree with us. That's just in our nature. If you're a true blue CFL fan, I mean, I love all CFL fans, okay? Don't get me wrong. I'm technically a Rider fan second because of the fan passion that they have. And that's what I noticed growing up. I mean, the Ticat passion's always been there. I mean, you know, the Argos, they had their passionate roots for many, many years, a base group of people that joined and became loyal fans. We're bringing them back, Frank. They're going to be coming back. We're going to have that Argo for Lifer section that we have in the stadium right now. That's going to be a loud one, show our passion. I mean, we're in the wrong place. I think every CFL fan knows about the Sky Dome and the fact that it's not a football stadium. We're not going to get into that. We're not going to vent as far as what
we're
watching.
John, I'm not letting you go unchallenged.
Okay.
What's wrong with the Sky Dome?
I didn't say anything. Look.
I don't know. I heard.
Look.
It sounded to me like you
explain.
Were dissing
the Argos
Sky Dome.
Even the Argos know themselves that as far as it's a baseball stadium first. We're second tenants in that place. I'm not going to put it down. I love it, you know, in November when the freezing rain is there. But people are going to say, oh, you're not a hardcore fan. Yeah, sure I am. I go to the away games. I'll enjoy it in Hamilton when it's freezing rain, okay? But as far as the stadium goes, sight lines go, everybody knows that it wasn't built for the Toronto Argonauts. It was built for the Blue Jays, okay? But I'm happy with it. It's my home. We're there. We're not going to be able to get a new one. I mean, unless a new owner wants to come in and fork out a whole bunch of money. But we need the support there from the fans to let them know that we have to show our support, too. Like, I think we have this past Grey Cup. I think the fans came out. The city was a buzz. And I really loved it. I'm still kind of living in a surreal kind of aftermath.
Hang on a second. I got to stop you again. I got to stop you again, John. I have to do it. I have to do it. I am going to do it. Give me a minute. I'm doing it. I'm just trying to bring it up front. Okay, here it is. They were buzzed.
They were
what?
Buzzed?
What's that silence? Are you telling me that everybody at the Grey Cup Festival was buzzed?
Is that what you're
reporting here today? The people at the Grey Cup Festival were buzzed.
Wow, if they weren't,
wow, they
be
were
a
buzzed. I can't believe.
Hey, if they weren't
no
buzzed,
splash.
Frank, would it be a festival? You know what I mean? It wouldn't be called a festival if you're not buzzed. But they were all buzzed in a good, happily, good-natured way.
All kidding aside, there were no problems. There were no problems, and I have to say, to that point, I was kidding. I enjoy a frosty pop from now and then. You know, now and again, uh-huh. I've been known to have the odd, you know, beverage. And
yeah.
I think one thing Toronto fans do, and I think I'm gonna put Hamilton fans in there too. I think the CFL fans, for the most part, are civilized people who act like animals in the stadium. And when I say civilized, I mean I don't think there was a broken window after the Argos won the Grey Cup. And
Flash
it was funny. You want to tell the story, or was it you that told me the story about at Dundas Square? You know where they have that circle or whatever that is.
You, oh,
he walked
about
across
after
the road.
The game was finished.
Yeah,
yeah,
after the game.
The game was finished. Yeah, the fans went, and at one point when the lights change, you can cross over. It's a four-way crossover. And, of course, the Toronto fans and the police were mesmerized by it. every time there was a crossover, they went into the middle of the streets in the cross walks and started partying, jumping down. And then once the lights changed and it was a one-way walkover, everybody went back to their corners. And they did that throughout the whole night.
I think Toronto the Good is back.
And as far as it comes to sports market, I think it's back. Okay, we still have some ugly marks in our city, but we're talking sports tonight, and we're going to talk
absolutely
about
absolutely.
Hey,
well, listen,
speaking of the sports and the changes, Frank.
Don't get off the Grey Cup. We're staying on the Grey Cup a little longer.
All right.
We don't win. You know, it was the 100th Grey Cup, and I think it's time to give some props to the president of the Toronto Argonauts for organizing a really good event. I really enjoyed it down there. There was so much to do. Toronto doesn't have a really good reputation when it comes to Grey Cups, John. You're an expert at Grey Cups. You go to many of them. I know I've made friends, of course, who are diehard, you know, Grey Cup fans, Argo fans, Hamilton fans, Saskatchewan fans. I had a great opportunity to meet all these people. In fact, most of the people who were the front page or front video of the Grey Cup are people I made friends with this year. And I guess what I'm going to say is this, is the Grey Cup was a fun party. We all had a good time. The game, if you want to talk about the game a little bit, were you surprised at how easily Toronto took Calgary out?
I was shocked, actually. I didn't want to admit it during the game, but I got to say at halftime, I think it was a shock to everybody watching how easily, basically, Toronto was rolling over Calgary. I loved it. I won all my first quarters and first halves, so that was sweet. But yeah, it was in a way. I got to be honest, it was a little bit disappointing. But at the same time, I'm not going to cry about it if we got a 15-point lead or anything like that. So I can't say, because we won the game, that it was disappointing. Because, I mean, that's a lousy thing to say if you're for the team. To say, oh, well, it wasn't a great game.
No, John, I think you're displaying what it is that you like about being a fan, and that is that a fan enjoys competition. And without competition, the game just isn't that significant. You know, we complained about...
The bottom line was, in this last game, the Grey Cup game, Toronto was running full force. They had all the gears in motion. They were finally tuned, and it just came, the timing was all there, okay? For Calgary, you know, I got to say, if they had their starting quarterback, he scares me. But it's, you know, whatever. It's Thursday, and going 2020 is second-guessing things, but I just love the way it turned out, okay? Speaking about the Grey Cup festivities, absolutely nailed it. I've been to, I could say, quite a few, and the 2007 to this one do not compare. It's night and day. Chris Rutsch, the entire Argo staff, Daniel Steinfeld, the whole nine yards, David Bedford, all those people who were involved in that, the whole front line, they did an absolutely amazing job, because I felt it, the people who came from out of town felt it, especially the ones that were here back in 2007, can tell you honestly that it was a night and day scenario as far as downtown goes, as far as the flavor and the feel of it. So, absolutely great job. I think Saskatchewan, you know, they're going to probably put up a great party next year, but when it comes to Toronto parties, this is an amazing party. Absolutely amazing job. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. I've only been to two, and the other one I didn't spend as much time partying. I was a little more busy. I was at the game that Saskatchewan played Hamilton at the Sky Dome. Great game. Better game than the one that we saw, that we witnessed. I was sitting, of course, the excitement of the game for me was trying to survive, considering I was sitting in the middle of all the Calgary fans. I mean, it was an interesting experience for me.
Argos!
It wasn't something that I... No, you know what? Here's something I'm going to say about Canadians, and I'm going to say about Canadian football. For those of you that love the NFL, and we'll segue into the NFL next since we're on the subject of football, but for those who go to CFL games, I want to say this, and I say this from the bottom of my heart. I think the NFL has players who are probably more talented. They have more talented players than the CFL does. I think we have a better game, and I think the players that we have are humbled because, and this is, I don't mean to say this in a negative way, guys, when I see you, don't hit me with your beer bottles, but they're more realistic about being people as opposed to being stars. And for any of you that have ever gone to Shoeless Joe's after a game, the guys are there. They'll talk to you. They'll give you autographs. They're very down-to-earth guys. So I want to give my props to the CFL and especially our Toronto Argonauts and the Argonaut organization for opening up an opportunity at Shoeless Joe's for the fans to get up close and personal with the rest, with the players of the team.
Yes. You're absolutely right, Frank. They're a fantastic job. And it's, this is the reason why we're even more passionate about continuing our support for the Argonauts. They're actually doing a great marketing job. They're reaching out. They're doing everything possible they can. And they're listening to the fans. I think there's a change. There's a flavor in the last couple of years. And it's getting better and better. And I guess the results also ended up being positive on the field. So we'll see how the numbers turn out next year.
Absolutely.
But, like I said, yeah, it's been all good, and it's been all great, and we're looking forward to next year. Speaking of next year, who's going to coach in Montreal? No idea. Well, I have a couple
not
of Trestman. People. Not Trestman. I mean, I don't know how the rest of the East feels about this right now as far as Montreal. They got to be happy. I think right now we're looking at a couple of teams that are now on even keel, even though the players haven't changed. But the coaching was a big part of Montreal's success, we'll see this year coming up what it turns out. Like, we got La Police out there who's looking for a job. We got Craig Marshall who's looking for a job. We got Danny Machocha who's still looking for a job. So these are three possible potential candidates that might be going into Montreal, but we'll see what happens. I mean, I like Hamilton, what they're doing. I mean, I don't like Hamilton personally as far as the team, but I like what they're doing.
Oh, stop.
And I think their fans are.
I love Hamilton.
I got to throw that in. Come on.
I love Hamilton.
If I didn't hear that from Ticap fans, I couldn't look at them the same.
Roar.
In the blood. But we respect them. We love them, sort of.
I love CFL fans. And that's of the main course. Reason. Now, the on the subject of the Hamilton Tiger Cats, the stadium,
right.
the what used to be called the I Never Win Stadium for the Argos, has been raised, which I don't understand. Raised, I think it was lowered myself, but I'm not going to quibble with the dictionary because the dictionary knows more than I do about words. Still, they dropped that stadium. One of our friends, Jennifer, was standing on a rolled up part of the carpet, and apparently she got chased out by the police and arrested. Great. Now that's what I call
I think
a Hamilton
it was,
fan.
I think, Frank, I think you're thinking of Catherine. From
was
Ottawa,
it Catherine?
From the SOBs.
Oh, was it
and I think Jennifer took a picture of her. So,
oh, okay.
Hey, get your Hamilton people straight here. So Catherine's the only one for remembering. And no hard feelings to Jennifer. She took the picture. So remember.
Oh, okay, is that what happened? Okay. Anyway, there are a lot of things going on with Hamilton. A lot of players leaving. A lot of coaches coming in. Ex-Argos moving towards Hamilton, which again builds up that rivalry between the Tiger Cats and the Argos.
Hey, but you know what they say about leftovers? They're leftovers.
Hey, easy. Listen.
Yeah.
No, you didn't. I'm speaking for the Hamilton fans.
Yeah.
No, you didn't. No, seriously, in my opinion, Hamilton, this is a rebuilding year. I know we both agree on that. This is a rebuilding year for them. The Hamilton fans can curse me all they want about that. They've laid out a plan that is very similar to the Toronto Argonaut plan when they brought Milanovic in. Barker came in and was the coach of the team. He sat down and coached the team, and he got to know who his players were. This guy sucks. He's leaving. But he didn't say that out loud. I'm just sort of giving a little, he basically decided who was a good player, who wasn't a good player. And he immediately made big moves. We all know about them. Brought in a real coach And we saw what happened a lot quicker than it should happen. And I'm telling you, John, those tie cats can do the same thing.
I think they can. I really think they can. I'm looking at, and I think the Ticat fans know it. It's going to be a rebuilding year. I think it's evident. It's pretty obvious. Besides all the changes, it's going to be hard playing, away from home the whole entire season. Even though you got the diehards who are going to bust it down there, and they're probably going to be standing outside the stadium. Probably won't be able to watch the game, and I'm pretty sure they're going to be lined up everywhere around the stadium. It's a shame, but you just lose it. Ivor Wynne Stadium was such a great stadium to go and watch a game. I love going there. Labor Day games.
Let me try and bring Jamie in at the same time. If you go, it was nice having you. But if you're still here, we can continue the conversation. I've never tried this. I wonder if it works. Does it work? Oh, look. Are you there, Jamie?
I'm still there.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Right on.
Oh, I wish I had known this sooner. See, getting used to this equipment already. I could have done this sooner. I just didn't want to take a chance and bump you off too early. But it was into the 9-minute range, and we promised Jamie we'd at least have him on with 10 minutes left.
Jamie's
our reliever. Jamie's our reliever. He throws smoke.
Oh. That's not good for you, though. Smoke. Is that Jamie the Argo Admiral, Jamie?
It sure is. Is that John?
Come on,
Jamie,
you know who he is. Let me say
hey,
this.
Hey, Jamie, how you doing, man? I hope we didn't wake you up, dude. Hey?
All right. Jamie?
Yep.
You're there. John, you're there, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
We're going to call the show.
I just want to introduce you to the people who are listening. All right.
Can you hear me?
If,
are you there?
Yeah, I can hear you.
We're pulling your leg, Frank. We got to do it on the first night. We got to pull your leg a little.
Okay, okay.
Anyway, we can
all
hear you. Go. We're just playing with you.
Okay, so here's what I wanted to say. We kid about the fans that the Argos have, and, you know, the Ticats, et cetera, but because the Argos were in the picture and because the Argos won and because Toronto was thrilled with a winner, something they're not accustomed to, there were all kinds of pictures plastered on the Globe and Mail, on the Star, all the networks locally and nationally. You guys are famous. I mean,
nah.
I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed by being in your presence.
Well, gee, pinch me there, Frankie. I don't believe what you're saying to me, bro. You're making me weep. Get out of here. All we are, we're just a typical CFL fan, all right? And that, the problem here is there's not a lot of us. So when me and Jamie go downtown, we're spotted easily because we're the only ones walking downtown. Now, that's a burn against their own city, but we're just being honest here, okay? That's just the bottom line. I mean, we're just a typical CFL fan. You got tons of CFL fans. You got a guy named Jason out of the SOBs over there is a big Ticat fan, and Randy Newman, another, and Catherine over there, a big Ticat. A lot of people out there showing their colors all the time. Jamie, I just another set. And speaking
John, shut up for a second. Let Jamie say something.
No. No, man, we got to wake Jamie up, man. Hey, Jamie. Hey.
I had a goal.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I had a goal this season anyway, and that was to help, you know, promote the Argos and help build the fan base. And if it just meant I was out there a little bit more and a little bit louder and a little bit prouder, well, then I was, you know. And if it helped, it sure did.
Tell them what you do. Tell them what you do, John. Tell them what you do, Jamie. Tell them what you do. Introduce yourself. Argo Admiral, what do they do?
I do social media for the Argos. I tweet during the week. I tweet during the games. I tweet all year long. I also post on Facebook. I just talk about the latest CFL news. I, you know, get a little banter going with the opposing team's fans, sometimes the players, I have a little bit of fun with it. And we
chat
back and forth. And we're just helping to promote the game further and reach out to the younger generation that uses Twitter and get more people interested in this great game we got here.
Now, Jamie, you do a great job. Thank you, John. Another question I have for you is you're a pretty lucky guy. I mean, you were a spry sprout at one point in your life, and you met Condridge Holloway when you were a young laddie. And you even had a picture of you meeting him. And how old were you? What, like eight?
No, I was. Thanks. I was 12 at the time. It was.
You were small for your
11
age.
Years old. Sorry, at the time.
And tell us what happened. You had a great moment, didn't you?
Yeah, during Grey Cup week, thanks to the Friends of the Argonauts, they, you know, got Conrad Holloway over at Steve Whistle Brewery at a party they had going on, and I got to take that picture to him. I blew it up to an 8x10, I showed it to him, and, you know, gave him, and he signed it for me, and then I gave him a copy, which he actually asked me to sign for him. So that was a pretty big hot thing for me.
That's a
and
great
I took,
CFR
and
moment
I took
right
a,
there.
And I took that picture, and you still owe me $110.
I still haven't gotten the picture.
You still haven't gotten which makes it okay because I didn't get the $110 either. So, yeah. Yeah, John, I'm sorry. I just wanted to get that part out for Janie before the show was over because he had a really golden moment. I witnessed it. I was there. We saw Warren Moon. We saw a lot of great former CFL
Terry
players.
Terry Greer.
Yeah, Terry Greer, that's right. You know, one of the greatest receivers in CFL history.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? Jamie's little story there, it's just another example of another CFL passionate fan that has been devoted and dedicated for a very long time. And guess what? He lives in Toronto. He's not a foreigner.
Well,
he actually lives in Toronto.
Are we talking about Conrad Holloway or are we talking about Jamie?
We're talking about Jamie here, buddy.
We're talking about Jamie. And his Argo experience. No, Jamie
okay.
has become a loyal, devoted Argo lifer. Him and his admirals were. I will tell you about the story some other time. But he's become a total hardcore Argo fan. Besides the tattoo that he got on his left arm, he's become a real vocal guy in the Argo supporters section. So, and that's in section 134B. If anybody's interested, call Chris Andrew Elliott 341-2700. And
that's
get him.
416.
Alan at the front desk
is John Granger.
And just understand this. I want to make this abundantly clear. I bought my own season tickets. I bought
Not
my
well,
own
Frank.
Season tickets. None of us do it. This is, you know, normally you would say you're listening to somebody on a broadcast and like they're promoting or trying to, folks, you know what I'm trying to say. At the end of the day. We pay our own way, and I like it that way. And let me tell you something. I had a great time this year. It was my first year as a member of an organization, a member of a rally club, if you want to call it that. The Argos for Life. I've always enjoyed the Argos. It was a great experience. I recommend it to anyone. The price of tickets is not that expensive when you consider. You could buy a season ticket for all year for less than it costs to sit in the platinum seat at a Leaf game. So I'm just saying. So you could have a real good time. Yes, we're promoting the Argos. I want to see the stadium full. I want to see that place rocking. And
How can you not support a winning team?
Absolutely. Frank, and you know, it's a great game. We enjoy
going. We're running out of time here, Frank. We want to just say, I want to end it off before we end the show. Fantastic to have you on. I respect you even more for being an actual season ticket holder. I met you about 8 months ago. Respect you for what you do. You buy your own season tickets. That's the reason why I tune in. That's the reason why I'll back you all the way. Great start. Love your voice. Jamie, nice to have you on. And everybody out there listening, join us for the rest of the season. It's only going to get better. I hope for Frank and everybody have more callers in and share with Frank what's on your mind in the sporting world that we got going on today.
Okay, we're down to our last minute. Jamie, you want to conclude? I'll give you 20 seconds.
Let's go, Argos.
All right, I want to remind everybody that tomorrow night, that, of course, is the 17th of January, between the hours of 7 and 9 p.m. at Shoeless Joe's at King Street at Duncan, on King Street at Duncan. There's going to be an opportunity for you, your loved ones, maybe even your little one, to get up close and personal with the Grey Cup. The Argos were the 100th winner of the Grey Cup. They did a great job doing it. The CFL is back. We hope that to see you there at Shoeless Joe's tomorrow between 7 and 9. The Argo players will be there. And, of course, the cheerleaders will be there too. Well, listen, folks, it's been a real pleasure. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, John. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, guys.
You've been watching Candid, Frank, and Lively.
Frank.
Yeah?
How you doing?
Good.
Are we off the air, hon?
I think
we're
so, dear.
We're off the air, buddy.
Off?
I don't know if I got a chance to get that last lick
Jamie.
In, but that's okay.
Is Jamie still there, too?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah.
There you go, guys. Nice show.
So, you see, we can all stay on at the same time. We can all stay on at the same time.
John, did you hear my trademark?
But you know what? Just to be on the safe side, let's get off here if we want to talk anything, because you never know. It still might be recorded on blog, people. Okay? Guys, we'll talk to each other in a minute. All right?
Okay, all right.
Great stuff. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Talk to you later. All right, bye. We could stay on the air, you know. It says here I can stay on the air. Does that mean I'm still on? Can you actually... Hello? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Are you there? Are you there? Or are you there? Are you there? Thanks for tuning in.